The Sun Goes Down, A Mitch Mitchell Mystery by James Lear.
This book has been made accessible under the Copyright Visually Impaired Persons Act 2002, 31B. Copyright in this recording for the accessible market vests in RNIB, Register Charity Number 226227.
Chapter 1. There was a soldier leaning on the rails, looking back at the white wake cutting through the dark Mediterranean water. His sleeves were rolled up, exposing tanned, hairy forearms. One leg was bent, allowing his ass to stretch the khaki of his pants to near breaking point. This wasn't the thick wool stuff they wear back in England, with layers of unappetizing underpants beneath. This was tropical weight cotton, as thin as a second skin. If the crossing had been longer, I'd have joined him at the rail, engaged him in conversation, and used all the Mitchell charm to get him into a cabin or a cupboard. As it was, with just a few minutes to go, I watched his wake as he watched the ferries. He lit a cigarette and moved four, trailing smoke behind him. A little farther along the deck, huddled in chairs and surrounded by excessive amounts of luggage, was an English family with thin, pinched faces, gray hair, and ill-fitting clothes that were quite unsuited for the weather. That is how the parents looked. At least, could have been a schoolteacher and his do-gooding wife. The son was a different matter. 19, maybe 20.